Good morning. Chilly high pressure remains locked in across interior New York and New England, and another cool start with many locations in the 30s and lower 40s this morning. We have areas of frost across the higher terrain and patchy dense fog locally in the valleys. In some cases, the visibility is down below a quarter mile, and that's creating low visibility for the morning commute in a few spots. As the sun rises, the fog will tend to dissipate, and with full sunshine again today, temperatures will climb quickly off our morning lows back through the 40s and 50s, through the 60s, and into the lower 70s on average for afternoon highs. While skies will be clear again tonight, temperatures not nearly as cool, but still chilly, with most everyone back into the 40s for overnight lows. On Friday, the high will begin to drift off the eastern seaboard and we'll start to see a return southerly flow. Skies will remain mostly sunny during the day on Friday, and temperatures will climb into the middle and upper 70s for afternoon highs. In fact, a stronger southerly wind flow will develop over the weekend. That'll bring in more moisture in the form of slightly higher humidity, and this will lead to some clouds mixing in with the sunshine on both Saturday and Sunday, but at the same time, temperatures will surge to summer-like levels and top out in the lower to mid-80s both days. This will be out ahead of the next front, which will arrive on Monday. This will produce mostly cloudy skies early next week, and on Monday afternoon, the chance of a few showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Temperatures will still reach into the upper 70s to around 80. Behind the front, a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday in the lower 70s, and mostly sunny in the lower 70s again on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Tropical Depression Imelda will continue to move very slowly over the next few days across eastern Texas. This will support very heavy rainfall for portions of eastern Texas into western Louisiana. Additional rainfall amounts of 5 to 10 inches are expected across this region, with isolated storm totals as high as 20 to 25 inches. These heavy rainfall amounts will likely produce significant to life-threatening flash flooding. Meanwhile, a strong mid to upper level trough moving in from the Pacific Northwest and toward the Rockies will support below average temperatures to much of the western United States today and tomorrow. High temperatures are expected to be 10 to 20 degrees below average across the Great Basin into portions of the northern Rockies. Elsewhere in the tropics, Major Hurricane Humberto continues to move away from Bermuda after lashing the island last night. The hurricane will weaken and become extratropical over the next couple of days. And Jerry is a tropical storm in the Atlantic Ocean about 575 miles east of the Leeward Islands. Jerry continues to intensify and could be a hurricane by the end of the day today. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under clear skies and 43 degrees with a north wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, patchy fog and 15 degrees. In Albany on the hour, a quarter mile visibility in fog, 43 degrees, the dew point 40, 89% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.36 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 106 degrees at Cotulla and Rio Grande Village, both in Texas, to a low of 17 at Daniel, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, lower 70s, Boston sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 69 degrees, the low, 48. The average temperature, 59, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.80 inches for the month, which is 7 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 30.78 inches for the year, which is 2.76 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low, 50. The record high 90 set in 1946, and the record low 32 set in 1959. Sunrise this morning was at 6:39 a.m. Sunset this evening 6:58 p.m., 12 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and pleasant today with highs around 70. Clear and cool tonight, lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower 70s. Clear and cool tonight, lows in the mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondack, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower 70s. Clear and cool tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunny, pleasant today with highs right around 70. Clear and cool tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower 70s. Clear and cool tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, milder in the upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds with a bit more humidity both weekend days, lower to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy on Monday with a few scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm, upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 70s on Tuesday, and mostly sunny skies back into the lower 70s again on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.